Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Hubert.
Yeah.
I thought I'd better report in to you about my conversations today.
Okay.
I've been in touch with Walter on two occasions.
Yeah.
He told me you'd also talk to him.
Yeah.
We're getting a hold of Roy Wilkins in an effort to try to get him to do a little something on this matter. I think it's got to be done through them.
Yeah.
Secondly, I've talked to Joe
Yeah.
Rao and told him that it appeared to me that we just simply had to get his people off this kick and to get him out of this. He doesn't want to drop out, but I think I can force his hand. I've talked to John Bailey. John told me he hadn't had as good a response around the country as he'd hoped. Has he told you that?
Yeah.
And I've talked to Andy B. Miller, the AFL-CIO crowd. They're not particularly interested, one way or another. Now, it seems to me that, by the way, John Sparkman called me, too. And he was worried about some word he'd read in the paper, I think, in the Wall Street Journal, to the effect that Alabama might be left out.
Mm-hmm.
He was worried about that. He told me that the Alabama electors were basically friendly towards you, and that he thought that after the general election, they would cast the Alabama vote for you, because they are instructed not to vote Republican. They only have two choices. Their instructions are they can only vote for a Democrat. They cannot vote Republican. So that he felt that they would vote in the Electoral College for President Johnson. And he would hope that we would not unseat them or deny them the seat, lest that it would, you know, cause much more trouble. But he understood our predicament, he said, on the basis of the rules of the convention. Now, what we can do beyond this is only one suggestion I made was to Walter that he should call a meeting at about Tuesday of this week to try to get all these people together and just to talk it out and possibly bring into this meeting Dave Lawrence and myself and himself. He said he'd look into that and see what he could do. You got any further suggestions?
I think the quicker we do it, the better. And I think we ought to take those that kind of whoring around and put a searchlight on them and really sit down and talk to them and say, now, don't be a plain damned idiot.
Yes, well, I think that the first thing we have to do is just to establish beyond shadow of a doubt that this Mississippi delegation has a legal right to be in the convention. We cannot judge their morals or their ethics or how they got there. They got the right to be there if they give the pledge that they will put the name on the ballot. And the second thing you have to face up to is whether we have to face up to is whether what we want to do about the Alabama crowd. Because if you apply the law to Mississippi, and if that's our case, we're in a kind of a bind on Alabama.
That's right. But when are you coming back?
I'll be back in Monday.
All right. Well, give me a ring and we'll get right on it.
You knew that Bob Anderson called me and asked me to do a talk out at the Hotel Biltmore. I mean, the Biltmore Bowl in Los Angeles on Monday.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I wondered if you did.
No.
And to meet with some people out in San Francisco.
No.
So I've come out here to do a little stint for Ted Moss on the way out. And then Sunday at the Democratic Convention, Pat Brown invited me out in Sacramento.
Good.
And then I'm going to meet also, frankly.
Well, I'd sure work on him because he's got to, he's one of the problems. I mean, his people are.
Well, I thought I'd sit down with the delegation. I was going to, I've asked him to bring his key people in the delegation, the ones that he relies on, and let me talk to him.
You do that. You do
it. And I'll have a report for you.
Wonderful. Now, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Are you through? Chicago.
Go home, 4:30. I get you a...